I just talked to Nishimai, and she was telling me that it had been 12 years since she'd been in a ultra race. As a support crew for her in this race, which is a big help, what's it like for you being here helping her?
For me, it's tremendously inspiring. That's the thing that I felt. Last time, it was 12 years ago, I was here. So I've had a gap of 12 years as well. And just to be in the village, it just has this whole uplifting and inspiring feeling. And it's constantly there. I remember 12 years ago that I didn't want to go to bed. And I stayed up for so long that I just crashed out. That's what happened to me last time. So this time I'm pacing myself a bit more. But again, I'm trying to be awake as long as possible because it's just so inspiring.
Well, what is it that it's inspiring? What can you put your finger on to describe that makes this such a special event for you? I mean, it's so hard. People would say, how can this be inspiring? It's so difficult. It's so incredibly long.
Well, it is long and it is difficult, and I think both those things are true, and you can see people sort of wearing down as they go along. But on the other side of it, what I see is there's so much support. People come out, people smiling, people encouraging. You know, somebody saying, I just love making the food here, I just love, you know, setting the race up, and it took us 6 days, but, you know, I love setting it up for 6 days, and I think all of that love is out there as well, and so people are feeding off that and floating around on that.
Now, she said that it had taken her 12 years to come back, and what would you think was going on that brought her back this particular time after such a long time?
It's a beauty.
That's a good question. She had such a good race, her last race, such a good experience that maybe she thought she couldn't eclipse that and thought, well, you know, that's, you know, I've done, you know, all I could possibly do. And then after 12 years, feeling, well, of course there's more. I know there's more. And then that's very plain and simple. And then again, doing the training and getting that confidence back again that she's still, you know, a reasonable runner and would have the ability to do it.
She said something, I didn't ask her about it, but she said that she was actually a sprinter. Had she been a sprinter when she was younger?
Yeah, as a teenager, she was a 400-meter specialist. And she was trying out for the Commonwealth Games, not the Olympics, but the Commonwealth Games. So she was in that kind of competitive mode.
That's a long way from 400 meters to 10 days.
That's right, yeah. But I guess with Guru encouraging running, she just developed her running over the years, just naturally, and realizing that she could go distance, so she just put her heart and soul into it.
John, thank you so much. I would like to get